One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hello and welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today the theme is gaming. A lot of tabletop gaming. We have two people here who know a little bit about tabletop gaming. We have Spencer and George Primavera joining us.
What's up?
Two game masters.
Gamers.
You guys are professional gamers. Quite literally.
On the regular, yeah.
Yeah. Spencer, I mean, I don't know where you do your gaming.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, but George, you're over you're over at Critical Role doing all sorts of fun
stuff. Yeah, yeah. I am one of the co-DMs for the Reslayer's Take on Critical Role. I'm the DM for a podcast called Hero Club and do all sorts of D&D related stuff on a podcast called Total Party Skill. So I'm all up in the D&D world right now. Yeah.
And if you haven't checked out Dread, our Dread series over at Smosh Games, George is the one who runs all those stories for us. And man, it's always a blast.
Those are so fun. If you haven't checked those out, go check those out.
I think it's the best thing we've done at Smosh Games.
Oh man,
it's a lot of fun.
Every time it's a blast.
So board games, there's some video game stories in here, but board games really are a catalyst for a lot of drama, right? Like that'll put people to the test. We've seen it time and time again over at Smosh Games, right? I mean, we have a blast. I think we do a great job, but things can get heated. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about families, partners playing board games, shit can get real.
Oh, yeah.
So we're about to see some stories here and see what happens. Our first story comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for not wanting to play a game my girlfriend created?
Oh, no.
Dude, already. That's a heater.
This is awesome. Oh, Kim coming out hot.
So we have a 27-year-old guy here. He says, my girlfriend, who's 24, has been working on a visual novel game as a side project for almost 2 years and recently finished it. She wanted me to play it, but I initially declined since I'm not into visual novels or reading long stories. But after she begged, I gave it a try and played for a good 15 minutes. Now I can tell she put in a lot of effort in the writing and the art, and it was a good start, but I just got tired of reading and stopped. She asked what I thought and wanted me to eventually finish it and tell her what I thought about the choices and the endings, but I told her I had no plans to. She looked shocked and asked if it was boring. I told her, no, it's just that I'm just not into this type of genre and she knows I'm not into reading, but asked me to make an exception this time since she made it. I got upset because I think she is being childish and wants to blackmail me into doing something I don't want. After I made it clear I wasn't continuing, she hasn't talked to me since. I already know that she is talented and smart, so just because I don't want to play it doesn't mean I don't support her. Some of my friends agree she's being immature, but others think I should be more supportive. So am I the asshole?
This is literally how it feels when you guys aren't into a game that I put on Smosh Games.
This board game sucks, dude.
Whenever Angel and Amanda talk during Resident Evil, I pause the game. I'm like, so you guys, I created this.
You guys aren't into this?
Oh, man. What a loose use of the word blackmail.
No, I was going to say blackmail. When he threw blackmail, I was like, what is that? Like, wait,
you mean asking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What was the line he said? He's like, I'm not going to put any more time into this.
Or yeah, he put 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So at least she's been working on for 2 years.
I don't like to read.
Like, you babe, you know I don't like reading.
Reading and artwork? That's a whole lot, babe.
Babe, you don't know. You know I don't love engaging with the things you've created.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think he's like missing, he's clearly missing the entire point of like, oh, this isn't my genre. It's like, that's cool, that's, man.
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. You know, she's been working on this for 2 years.
Oh. If like, at least commit, if he had said an hour, maybe I might have felt like a little like sliver of like, oh, you gave it the old college try.
15 minutes is...
15 minutes is crazy.
That's a bowl of cereal is 15 minutes.
She's also, she's not even, like, asking him, like, to read it and enjoy it. Like, she's like, I want your help. Like, yeah. Here's something I'm passionate about. Here's something I'm working on. Can I get your opinion on this? And that could be anything, you know? Like,
what does he care about?
I don't fucking know what this guy actually likes.
Yeah. That guy likes Gatorade and bicep day.
He's like, oh, he's like,
I don't read.
Sorry, babe. I'm done reading. I got to go back to watching porn.
I just, if anything, if the fact that he doesn't like it means that he would probably have valuable insight to improve it and make it more broadly applicable if he actually cared
he
about
could have like a
giving
non,
some feedback.
Yeah, like a non, just a different perspective on it. And he's even admitting, like, she's put in a lot of effort, and it was really, it's a good start. I just got tired of reading and stopped. It's like, okay, so you even acknowledge that it's not, like, bad.
I got tired of reading?
Yeah.
Is such, like, a, what does that mean? You just, like, you went, like, my eyes hurt.
Like, revisit it. Like, come back to it. But he's like, I'm not going to revisit it.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
That's friggin' wild, man. I also think it's, like, it's such a show of, like, care. Especially, like, this is his girlfriend, right? You know, like, this is his partner. Like, showing interest in someone's interest is almost more important than anything, right? And so he's just
it's completely... Like, maybe, like, watched a movie for... So, like, if it's, like, oh, if your partner's, like, oh, like, I want you to see this movie with me. It's, like, one of my favorite movies. It's, like, okay.
Yeah.
And there's 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
I'm such a believer in that because there are... I'm not really a believer of, like, that's not my genre, so I don't partake in it, right? I'm like, anything can be
fun. What a close-minded way to approach everything.
Anything can be fun, but I'm like, oh, if something matters to someone, like, I'll check it out to understand why you like it or to learn more about you in the process. He's kind of removed, like, he's not thinking about the relationship element of this. He's just thinking about this thing itself as if he found it at a store and he's like, oh, well, I'm not into this. Like, that's cool.
That's fine. You don't owe, like, anything to a thing you randomly found. But, like, you know, you should give your partner attention and try to share their interests in a way that is productive. And I don't know. The whole element of I'm not going to revisit it is so crazy to me. Just do it tomorrow if you're not feeling it today.
Yeah.
I think I'm never going to read that again. I don't know.
You got to power through those first 15 minutes. The game really opens up after the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
The only reason I like was even like a little apprehensive about like maybe this guy's got nothing is like maybe she laid their relationship bare in this novel. And
where it's
he
like,
was
yeah,
like,
hey, this is like, it's like about our relationship. It's like, well, I don't know. That's there,
that, that'd be him being
uncomfortable with it. But
this is him being like, no.
Can't do this anymore.
Yeah, like this is brutal. Like if I knew someone, she's like, yeah, I've been working on this visual novel for 2 years. And I asked my boyfriend if he could read it. And he spent 15 minutes on it and then said, no, I'm good. I'd be like, damn.
I know you can do it.
Like, damn, okay, so the bar's there. All right. The verdict is asshole. Comments, you're the asshole. Your girlfriend worked for years on this project, and you can't be bothered to spend an hour or two supporting her by playing it. You're the immature one here. Partners do things for each other. Get off the internet and apologize to her. It's 25,000 upvotes.
He probably spent, like, 15 minutes on this post.
Yeah.
He wrote this whole post?
Yeah.
He spent more time on this,
Easily
for sure.
Easily more than 15.
Someone said, you're the asshole. Relationships require effort. If you aren't willing to put in the effort to support her work and do something for her, I hope she can find someone who does. Lastly, someone said, you're the asshole. Why did you ask here? You realize you have to read the answers, right? Tell your girlfriend you prefer to read bullshit from strangers before her game and then come here and tell us how it goes. We would like reading that.
It damn, sounds like she dude. Needs like a sensitive gamer boyfriend.
Yeah.
Girls just don't even see us gamers as guys.
Oh, dude. She wants me to read. Like, I don't know. I'm like scared of reading. I don't know. Have you guys ever read a visual or played a visual novel? I don't think I have.
That's like a choice-based visual medium, right? That you kind of like are guided through the story.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure in a video game
with pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
I've read Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventure, so I guess I have.
It's a story. I mean, it's like, hey, bro, do you enjoy storytelling?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, bro, fancy a story?
Fancy a story? Yeah. Fancy a tale?
The closest that I've had that I definitely hit this kind of thing where I'm like, I'm just not in the zone for this was this game called Disco Elysium. It's one of the best games ever made, but it's like truly just, it's like, oh, every time your character talks to someone, it's like you're going to be reading for like 10 minutes.
Courtney Miller's Disco Elysium.
But it's like intense stuff.
I don't have 5 minutes for this.
I was like, uh-uh. But
no, I think that is closest. Or, I mean, what was the game you and Damien played forever ago? Like
Doki Doki Literature
Doki
Club.
Doki Doki Literature Club. That's is like visual novel. Close, yeah.
And then also there's Dream Daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I've not heard of a single one of these so far.
These are like dating sims, so it's like
okay.
Dream Daddy's the one where like you're a new dad in this neighborhood where there's tons of hot dads. And you're talking to other hot, you're a hot dad talking to other hot dads.
Okay, cool.
It's really cool.
I think dating sims and visual novels are like often conflated. With, uh-huh. like,
yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of elements that they share.
There's a walking simulator that is kind of a visual novel that I love called Firewatch.
Oh, I love Firewatch.
Yeah, that feels like
our
maybe
sound
a visual
guy Scott
novel.
Loves Firewatch too. I saw his hands pumping in the air. Mm.
Firewatch.
Firewatch is incredible.
Mwah.
Yeah. No, but I respect it. But I have not participated too
much.
But
I wouldn't play more than 15 minutes.
I'd probably play a little.
Otherwise,
more.
That's blackmail.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Essentially, anytime, if your partner makes you do something, I'm like, I'm being blackmailed.
You're committing fraud right now.
Legally, I shouldn't be talking to you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Back to the show. Our next story comes from the subreddit D&D Horror Stories.
Oh, no. They're always
so bad. It's like scary campaigns you can play with your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish.
Okay. DM kills my character for no reason. This story happened a couple of years ago. Basically, it was me and I think 3 or 4 other friends. Typically, I would DM, and after my campaign fizzled out for whatever reason, one of my players wanted to try DMing. I helped him set up a campaign. The time comes for him to start DMing the campaign I helped him build. I think we started at level 1 or 2. I was playing a tiefling bard. The other players were, I think, a druid, a barbarian, and an artificer. After a couple of sessions, it was going pretty smooth. We were having a good time. At one point, I had to miss a session, but was cool with them continuing without me. The next session, I was there, and I joined back with the party before we went into a dungeon. We went into the dungeon, and we were going through it like normal, just some puzzles. But before our first combat, the DM decided to tell me that since I was rusty after missing a session, I had disadvantage on every roll in combat. That annoyed me, but I just went with it. I had taken some damage, but figured I'd be fine because I usually play backline support. Eventually, we approach a big door, and I decide to enter the room and suddenly get attacked by a big bird, and it takes me down to one hit point. The rest of the party makes their way in to try to help me, but DM decides that despite my teammates wanting to protect me and attacking the bird, the DM decides that the bird continues to attack me, obviously downing me. I'm a little baffled at that decision, but it's whatever. So I just start rolling my saving throws on my turn, but DM says the bird continues to attack me because it hates you. So it hits me again. And I don't know if this is a real rule, but he said that it's an automatic 2 failed death saves. I had
success. That's true, but.
That's real.
George is like, I support the DM.
If you get hit in melee and you're making your death saves, it's 2 failed death saves, but.
I had succeeded my first death save, and I succeeded the next one after the attack. So I was hoping to hold out for one more round to survive, but for some reason, this bird takes a legendary action. Despite this not even being a boss, not meaning to be a tough encounter, just a creature in a dungeon.
This is the SpongeBob, I don't know, I guess he just doesn't like you.
And it kills me for this, I would hope understandably, pisses me off, and because there is no reason a DM should fish for a kill like that, I was just stuck spectating afterward and sat there for upward of an hour. After that session, I was barely invested in my character or the story.
You could play a visual novel.
You could read a visual novel.
You could play 4 of my girlfriend's visual novels.
After that session, I was barely invested in my character or the story because the DM set the precedent that he could just kill me out of the blue and remove my story from the rest of the campaign. I think the campaign ended fine, but I just had zero agency for the rest of the campaign.
George, can I ask a question?
He hates you. It's so crazy.
How would you justify a bird in a dungeon?
A great question.
It's like maybe it's like a kiwi
bird.
Yeah, like a floor dwelling bird.
A floor dwelling bird. So like an ostrich?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't think of the word. A non flying bird.
Flightless
bird. Yes.
Without flight. I don't know. Maybe eggs that don't like the sun.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's the best thing I can think of.
There's like burrowing owls. It
sure.
Could be a giant burrowing owl.
An owl bear would be a perfect example of a cave-dwelling bird creature.
So maybe there was setup and the guy just didn't clock it.
The funny thing is about that story is that it's all kind of fair game except for the first thing, which is insane, where you're just like, you're rusty as a heroic adventurer. Disadvantage, if people don't know, if you have disadvantage on every roll, you're not going to do anything. It's not going to be a fun game. There's a reason that you only have disadvantage a little bit of the time.
Yeah.
So that's basically the DM giving away the game there of like, you're not going to be able to have fun today.
There's no official rules in D&D of if you miss a session, your character now sucks.
Goodness gracious, no. The it hates you is one of the craziest things I've ever heard. Could the DM have done everything they did there? Technically, yeah.
Technically, yeah.
If they hate someone. Yeah, that sounds.
So, although that one is not for legit. And then, so it takes a legendary action.
Is a thing, too. Technically, they use the full might of the DM's toolbox to
that
be a dick
so
to kill
funny.
Him.
Now,
technically, they've broken no rules except for that disadvantage nonsense. But
so, overall, fair game, but is.
Do you think this person,
because the verdict on this one on D&D Horror Stories is it a bad DM or not?
Is it a bad DM or not?
And yes. Like, it's fair game, but it's shitty DMing.
Out the gate.
To me, it's just, it's so funny that I can't be mad at this DM, where it's like, yeah, it's like, well, like, one, you're not feeling good, so, like, everything sucks. It's like, and also, this thing hates you. Like, that's really funny.
This bird that just saw you hates you.
What if that was like the bird's nest, like, and he kind of burst through the door,
totally.
Like, going first, like, it's reckless.
As I will say, perhaps the better choice there is to go after the other threatening party members.
Yeah.
But hey, man, secure that kill if you gotta, I guess. Just maybe you don't give disadvantage to everything. That's basically, you're rolling 2 dice and taking the lower result every time. So you're gonna roll poorly.
That's so funny.
That's incredible.
That, like, makes me want to play D&D.
Like, that shit's
there's something about
really
that
funny.
So, like, I love a game where it's just you can be like, fuck you.
You would like Paranoia as a game.
No,
it's a great TTRPG. But, there is
That is cuckoo bananas.
That is amazing. Comments. Yeah, this DM is an immature child. If the DM had a problem with you missing a game, they should have talked with you about it like an adult. You don't punish people in-game for real-life issues. OP said, not to mention the session I missed was little more than a shopping episode.
Oh, then what are we doing here?
Maybe you bought he bought the bird list. Repellent.
Oh, my God.
We learned a lot at Macy's, though. Someone said, unless you are constantly late or a no-show, and that was the reason your own campaign fell apart, then this is seriously egregious. I wouldn't have even gone back, just packed my stuff and left right then and there. Lastly, someone said, as the bird furiously claws and pecks at you, it squawks, you shouldn't have missed the last session.
Wrong kid does.
Dude. I hate you.
The justification in a storyline of like, why is it attacking me? It's like, it hates you.
Yeah.
It's just really funny.
It's very funny.
We need to, can we promise in the next Dread to have a moment where monster attacks someone and they're like, why? It's like, it hates
we
it.
Haven't
hates
fought, yeah, we haven't fought enough animals in Dread. I think that's, yeah, that'll be my
I'll take that note.
Yeah.
Got it. Roger that. Elephants.
Oh my God. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Damn. Have you ever experienced like in D&D sessions where obviously, because I don't feel like you would ever do this as a DM.
Gosh,
Have you witnessed this type of behavior?
When it bleeds
into the game. This extremely.
So not, this is long enough ago that I think I can say it. There was a character who was role playing, like they had just taken down like a zombie and they were like, you know, as their character, they're like a monk. They're doing like a little ceremony to they feel bad that they killed the zombie before like looking for a cure or whatever. And the DM didn't like that because they were religious and viewed it as something that wasn't religious. And so they fireballed
Satan's game.
Satan's game. They fireballed that person out of nowhere and just added enemies because they saw a ritual they didn't like. And it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in a player seat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're like, and God doesn't like you.
And God deemed.
Sorry, that God punished you.
Fire
and I'm
cleanses.
God.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That whole DM as like the arbiter of like the real life is so crazy and unhealthy.
A religious DM that like, you know, infuses the campaign with like God.
That feels
or,
really.
Like, Christianity is like really funny.
It's extremely funny because wasn't like D&D hated by the religious community?
It's like a famously, like, they're like, it's Satan. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Anything with like occult and witchcraft and stuff like that was immediately—it was like a moral panic. So everybody was just trying to blame stuff to be like, "Look how crazy this game is." And Gary Gygax was like, "I just want to fight a bear with the owl face." Like, stop. You know,
that's a good Tim impression. Those there, IT guy.
Tim.
We are IT guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was Tim doing in the 80s? Yeah. I also feel like missing games is. Whenever I don't play D&D outside of like we've played here,
yeah.
But I haven't played D&D in my regular life. But hearing about it, I feel like missing games is like one of the most common things in D&D. It's impossible to get a bunch of adults together on a regular basis. So missing games is normal
to be expected.
Yeah,
and like unless you're, it's like a broadcast and like you're performing it for other people, then those obligations extend a little further. But if it's a personal game, I can't tell you how many times I've been at a game with like six people that are supposed to show up and four people show up. And that's like, great,
those,
we can play.
Those are great
amazing,
odds.
We can play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to punish somebody for not showing up is not gonna make them show up next time.
Right.
You know?
I also feel like the whole point of it that I feel like most of the D&D horror stories we've read is, it seems like DMs forget, is like the point of it is to have fun.
Yes.
So when you're making choices that are just actually making it all a bummer.
The DM seat is a seductive seat for an asshole. It's like, oh, I can lord over all my friends. And yeah, it can maketh a monster if you're not trusting everybody around the table. That's why it's like a weird thing when like adults re-enter into like an imagination land and you realize, oh, we can still hurt each other's feelings.
Yeah.
This is great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That pretend thing you said to me did hurt my feelings because you were being a jerk in real life kind of about that.
Oh, man.
Just have grace with your players if you're a DM. That's just, this should be lesson number 1, 2, and 3.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, our next story. So this was an ad on Craigslist that was reposted onto RPG Horror Stories.
Ooh, that's tough. That's a rough start.
I go to Facebook Marketplace for my D&D.
Honestly, this Craigslist ad could have been made by Spencer.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
And it reads, beautiful priestess needed for D&D.
You gotta round out the party.
We need a healer.
We need a healer.
Need a healer.
We're fighting some underground owls.
Okay. So mind you, this was posted on Craigslist.
Beautiful priestess is a terrible, okay.
Hi, my group of friends, 30-year-old men, have a multi-year
Guilty.
Dungeons & Dragons adventure going. This Sunday, there's a small scene where we encounter a beautiful naked priestess, and I thought it would be fun to have an actor play the part. It would require you to be topless on our virtual Zoom, so obviously you'd have to be comfortable with that. Our session starts at 4 p.m. this Sunday. The one
Sunday night?
It's like, so is one of you guys getting married or?
The one trick is I don't know exactly when we will encounter this priestess, but it will be at
She's
some-
just camera off, just with their shirt off.
The one trick is I don't know exactly when we will encounter this priestess, but it will be at some point between 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Ideally, you could be available in the time frame, and then I can text you the precise time to join the Zoom link. The actual scene won't be more than 5 minutes, so it won't be much acting. I'll provide some guidance on the part beforehand. Feel free to reply with any questions. Also, if you could include a picture with your reply, that would be helpful.
No.
Thanks.
No.
I've never thought of the idea of hiring an actor to join in on a Zoom like for D&D. It sounds really funny. I would love it to hire some 70-year-old guy would be like, oh, we're gonna go talk to the wise wizard and not even give the actor much beforehand. But I'm like, whatever he says goes.
Get a cameo from someone who doesn't know D&D and it's
fuck, dude.
Boston Rob's gonna tell us where the magic sword is.
That's awesome.
That'd be sick as fuck. Yeah, cameo D&D where it's you just have a cameo up for every NPC. It's can you ask them that? It's give me $100 and we can get another cameo from them.
Oh my god, that's so terrible.
Can I have a crazy opinion?
Yeah.
I don't think, I see nothing wrong with, is she getting paid?
That's a question.
Okay. Apparently OP was asking $100.
That's not enough. I don't think that's enough.
I think in LA that might not be enough, but somewhere else maybe.
Maybe.
But if
she's getting paid and
if
she needs to be paid.
If you're showing your breasts on the internet, it sounds like it could be a fun little side quest, no pun intended.
I'm thinking as a player who's not expecting that.
That would be a little confrontational. I might be uncomfortable.
I don't think I don't know. That is.
But if everyone's in the know, everyone's consenting, I think it's hilarious.
Oh, man.
And I think it's hilarious to put the ask out there.
Look, Pam from Reno is calling in. It's like, priestess, where should we go? You're gonna wanna go.
You'll need three monkeys.
Uncrumbles a paper. Find the base of the waterfall and put your palm upon the gray slate rock.
All right.
Just imagine you're just calling and smoking a cigarette.
I think this is awesome.
Okay.
I think this is the funniest thing you could do. Look, when people because
this makes me want to die.
It's like, I, I'm like, uh, no, if I, if I were actually involved in this, I wouldn't want to actually be involved in this.
Right,
but like,
right.
Well, it's like, to me, it's like, you know, if someone's like, oh, and there's gonna be like a stripper at this like bachelor party, I'm like, I actually don't want to go. I don't want to see this. Right. I don't want to be anywhere near this. But if like, if you're like, yeah, then we're having someone like call in as like the tough. It's funny.
Right, right.
Yeah.
There is a major element of like, clearly this is a consenting individual. That's all fine. I want to be nowhere near this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If I was there, I'd be like, no, thanks.
No, dude, I'm walking out.
Here's the problem with Zoom though, is that like, I don't trust that these guys aren't going to
screenshot.
Record. They're going to record this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's like, hey, like, come on, that's not worth $100.
No,
then.
No
like,
protections.
That's more.
No, that's there is a lot of nuance.
There's tons of nuance.
Where it's like,
but I get what you're saying of like, hey, like if you're paying someone and they said they're down, like,
yeah,
fine.
So
do I want to be in that game?
No, do I want to be in the game? No. It's
oh,
still
man.
Funny as fuck.
It's not lasting 5 minutes. You're going to be like, oh, priestess, actually, not yet. We are.
Wait, join us on our quest.
And the DM's like, you have to join them.
We'll see you next week.
I love giving her an idea. Like, I'm going to text you somewhere between 4 and 6. That's like the beginning of Drive. It's like, I'm going to give you a 5-minute window. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
Dude. Okay, comments.
Imagine the hour and 55 minutes of just
at your computer, just no shirt on, just your reflection in the fucking. I'm gonna need a beautiful naked priest hanging dong.
$50 an hour. $50 an hour.
God. Comments. I'm on the fence with this. It seems pretty straight and upfront about what they're looking
for.
Yeah,
it's straight.
Even if it feels a bit, even if it feels a bit cringy. I know a couple of extroverted RPG playing friends who wouldn't immediately rule this out, though they'd certainly have questions. And one would definitely be whether the players were all on board with the nudity. Otherwise, I'd say there's enough info for it to seem like a legit inquiry for a brief cameo from an outsider, rather than just a group of guys wanting to see some boobs. There's a whole internet to see boobs on.
Low-key, yeah.
Someone said, my DM will occasionally ask us to play an NPC for a session or two in one of the other campaigns he runs. It's pretty fun.
okay.
Just cool. Not adding anything cool, to the story. Dude, I played a video game with my friend
sick.
Once. It was pretty fun.
Have you guys ever checked out visual novels? that's just hilarious. That's some really funny stuff.
Oh man, something about
that. I'm gonna be telling people about that. So I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna tell people that like about this story.
I've heard of people hiring like cosplayers to come on and do like they dress up in like a sorcerer outfit and then they do like a little cameo.
That's cool.
And that's, you know, if you got the money to pay somebody to do that, I do think that's cool. Where the Craigslist of it all.
Oh,
really?
Asking anything on Craigslist is crazy. Yes.
Craigslist ads are always the most insane shit you'll ever read because it requires a level of honesty about stuff. Because it's like, okay, I need to put this ask out here and I need to be asking specifically what I want. And it's always amazing. It's incredible.
Unfiltered.
Yeah, truly.
There were a lot of people in the comments being like, I'd do it.
No, that's the other thing. It's like, I feel like people are in a space where it's like, people are getting more and more comfortable where it's like, you know, truly, like, it's okay. Like, if I, like, as long as you're okay with it, like, living in perpetuity, you know, which is a whole other, I don't know, as long as everyone's okay with it.
Yeah.
I can still laugh.
Totally.
Yeah.
As long as legally I'm allowed to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still funny if everybody said yes to it. Yeah.
To that one comment, let's be 100% clear.
That's got to be 80%
of the
reason.
There is a lot of element at play of these guys want to see some boobs.
And it's also like, I mean.
Like, the character is a sexy priestess. And you have to submit a photo.
No, to me, the entire thing is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes it funny. It's like, nothing about this needs to happen. You're going the extra mile in, like, such an unnecessary, stupid way.
That's why I feel like the players can't possibly know about it. Because
you think the players don't know?
No, there's no chance the DM is checking with the players being like, hey guys, 5 minutes of this game
are
going to be crazy. I need you to sign
them
these.
Can I pitch something that would be incredible, which is you hire two different actors. You pay them both up front at the start and you go, you may or may not be needed.
Okay.
But it comes to a part where the cast of characters is like, okay, there's two doors. Behind one is the sexy priestess and behind the other is a naked man who's really gross. It's just like, make your choice
My
wisely.
Uncle is waiting.
Uncle Steve, get out of here.
What now?
Hey guys, I'm topless over here.
Welcome to my grotto.
And the other is Danny DeVito. And it's like, it's kind of a tough choice. It's like, I kind of want to see Danny DeVito, though.
I kind of want Danny DeVito in this RPG.
Yeah, it's tough. Incredible. Ooh. Incredible shit. All right, our next story. Am I the asshole for not giving my coworker my day off because I want to play a video game?
Ooh.
All right.
Go on.
Okay, so anyone in the video game world knows that next week the new Legend of Zelda game comes out after like 5+ years of waiting. I'm a massive fan. When the release date was revealed, I immediately requested PTO for that date as I plan on staying home that day and enjoying the new game. What I didn't realize was that the day I asked off for is the Friday before Mother's Day. My company has had to limit the requests off for that date now, as many people have been asking for it off. I had previously told some of my coworkers I was planning on staying home to play the game, and I guess word got around because one of my other coworkers asked me after work to give her my PTO so she can travel for Mother's Day. I explained to her that I requested this day off months ago for a specific reason, and I really wasn't willing to change it. She got pretty upset with me, claiming I care more about video games than family and whatnot. I honestly don't really care about her not being able to travel because I feel
I honestly
like,
don't care about her.
I honestly don't give a shit about her. I honestly don't really care about her not being able to travel because I feel like if this was an important date, then you would have requested off early like I did. Anyways, I firmly told her no.
But that's how priorities work.
Anyways, I firmly told her no, but she told some of my other coworkers, and they are all pissed at me and calling me an a-hole for not giving up the date. Am I the asshole? Okay.
Oh, man.
I think it's another case of it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely funny.
It's like, it's also like Mother's Day weekend.
Right, what is this business, I wonder? It must be...
Who's traveling on Mother's Day week? I'm sorry, like...
I guess some people might travel to see their moms.
I'll call my mom.
I haven't taken a plane for Mother's Day.
No, yeah, I have not either. But you can, like... I'll like, send an edible arrangement.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, to me, it's
also...
It's also, like... Yeah, it's like, well, I already took the PTO, I don't know. It just doesn't feel...
Why
is it his responsibility?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is one of those where we work in a sphere where it's hard to, like... I understand jobs work differently, but in our job, it's not like, oh, someone else is taking PTO, so I can't, so
you have to cover
I'm asking for them to switch it out. The idea of, like, asking someone to take away their own PTO to give it to me...
That's crazy.
I just wouldn't ever operate that way. I'd be like, oh, I can't. Like, that's not an option for me.
If you're asking somebody to give you their PTO, you're basically asking them to pay them.
I don't think it's giving the PTO. I think it's just
like they need to go to work so that you can, because
so
someone
you
needs
can take
to be
off.
In.
So like, can I take PTO?
Yeah,
so
instead of
that,
you taking,
instead
yeah.
of you taking,
it's
PTO.
The equivalent of like cover my shift or like
yeah. Then oh man, that is tough because if I'm in the Legend of Zelda guy's seat, that's my time.
It's like it's
my work hour. I decide that, right?
PTO is PTO. You can't really like say like, well, my PTO is because of what I'm doing with my PTO.
Yeah, maybe that alone is very important.
I deserve it more because he kind of has the point. He's like, I took it off months ago.
Maybe this guy's mom stinks.
Yeah, and like,
it's
you could kind of pull the like, oh, I would need more context for both because
yeah.
on one hand, it's like, you know, what if this woman's mom isn't doing well?
Right.
And then in the other case, it's like, hey, what if Zelda was the last game I ever played with my dad?
Yeah.
And it's like, Zelda's really important to me. Like,
sure.
You can pull those cards all day. It's just like, ultimately, like, who's more worthy of PTO? It's like, look, I wish that they could both, workers are mad at each other. They should be mad at the system.
Yeah, I mean, of course, the system is the ultimate bad guy here. Yeah. The fact that people can't take time off to see their families is a bigger issue. But in regards to the situation at hand, this guy's not an asshole.
He
took PTO off. It's like, that's the situation. Sucks for her.
The big thing about, like, is, like, weaponizing the reason for his PTO is, like, something that an employer could never do. So a fellow employee should also not, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he went around telling everyone.
That is...
And it's like...
That is his fault.
Gave everyone the ammunition.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You don't tell people.
If someone was like, oh, like, I'm taking the day out to play this video game, I'm like, hey, loser.
Yeah, I remember
you don't tell people you play video games.
Yeah, no, you're a secret gamer. I've never once divulged that.
Nobody knows
games.
That Spencer plays video games.
You wouldn't know by looking at me. I should have the shirt. I should have that shirt on. It's like I paused my game to be here. We need to do cutaway gags in Reddit stories where it's like you would know by looking at me. Then it cuts to Shane, and then it cuts back to me, and I've got the twirly hat on, and I paused my game to be here in a big lollipop.
Tricycle. Yeah. When people ask, well, it's like, oh, I'm taking the day off. It's like, why? It's like, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
It's like saving the princess.
Saving the princess?
What if this isn't about Tears of the Kingdom? This is about, like, Link's Awakening, the remake.
Yeah, then you got to go
it's
to
like,
work, man.
I took this. It's like, bro, you got to go to work.
This came out early 2023.
Tears.
So this is Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah.
And which look, I get it.
Yeah, dude. Tim took the day off for
oh my God.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people talk
the
about
the guy you were making fun of earlier.
Tim, I'm sorry. I don't know you. I'm so sorry.
I remember Courtney and I had a trip. I wouldn't have done anything about this, right? But we had, like, a big trip planned.
She wanted me to play her visual
that we had.
I wouldn't do it for 5 minutes.
But we had a big international trip planned, and I remember, like, having the date set for it and then being like, oh, shit, when does Tears of the Kingdom come out? And I was like, I'm obviously not going to change our trip.
I'm obviously
not going to change it, but I was definitely like, relieved when I was like, okay, good. The game comes out once we're back
home. I can download it.
I was definitely like, fuck, that's going to suck if we're out of.
Wow, isn't this monument gorgeous? Yeah, whatever. Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, it's got me in a bike out of 15 wheels. Oh, I could be doing that.
Comments on this. Not the asshole. Mother's Day is listed on a calendar every year, even though the actual date may vary. Poor planning on their part does not equal an emergency on yours. You planned, you deserve it, and it doesn't matter why you booked it off. For what it's worth, I've booked vacation around video game releases, and it's amazing. Enjoy your time off and your game. Someone else said, not the asshole. Same goes for any other holiday. I'm child-free, my choice, and people always seem to think that means I should be the one working holidays. It doesn't matter if the reason you have the day off is for a video game. It's your day off. Enjoy it. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. It doesn't matter why you took the PTO. It was approved, and it is yours to take. This is a management problem, not your problem.
Agreed.
Yeah,
fix it management.
Yeah.
I love seeing gamers protect other gamers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gamers
Hell
together yeah. strong.
Well, if you go to Reddit, if
four
you go to
players.
If you go to Reddit, you're going to have gamers.
It's like, yeah, my wife was mad I was playing video games in the delivery room. It's like, bro, loser.
Okay, our next story. We are back on D&D Horror Stories. My player fell in love with me, the DM, but I'm married and one of the players is my husband.
No, dude.
This happened to Amanda in Smosh vs. Christmas.
Yeah.
Wait,
fell in love with Carol.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Oh God, what a nightmare. People,
Angela and Amanda were fighting tooth and nail for Carol.
I'm typing this on mobile, so apologies for the formatting. I've been playing D&D with my husband for 5 years, and this is my first campaign DMing. We are playing with his friend group, who are Pat, Mary, and Dylan, not real names. We have been playing for the last 3 months, and everything has been going great so far. The party works well together, and there is really no issue except Dylan. Dylan is playing a half-orc barbarian who fell in love with a half-elf named Shelia, and this has been a progressing storyline. For reference, he is not the only one who is romancing an NPC, and the rest of the party has not professed their love over text to me. After the session last night, the group went home, and Dylan sent me a bunch of texts saying that he had noticed tension between us and that we can't deny it, and he is open to taking the next steps. I am horrified, of course, and inform my husband immediately because this is his friend. My husband texts Dylan for a bit, then calls and berates him for his actions. Dylan then says that my husband is standing in the way of our love, and my husband hangs up and blocks him on both of our phones. We discussed next steps and decided to cancel D&D for the time being because I am freaked out. The rest of the group are understanding, but man, this has been a weird Christmas.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. L-E-T-E-N-T-C.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
What? Oh.
They just die-hearted that where they just suck Christmas at the end.
Oh, and man. By the way, prom is tomorrow.
Yeah, wow.
It was the best summer ever.
Oh, this was posted on Christmas of last year.
So. Oh, my goodness.
This is posted on our Christmas.
Our Christmas.
Yeah, isn't it funny how so many of these D&D horror stories are just people, like, deeply misreading the room? It's just...
It's crazy that, like, you know, the vibe of, like, or, like, the stereotype with D&D is, like, oh, it's, like, a nerd's game. But it's, like, it's a game of reading the room.
Sure. Yeah. It absolutely is.
And, like, the DM's, like, their biggest role, I would say, well, I mean, I would let you say this. If you want to say it's about reading the room, I'll let you say it.
It's about reading the room, gang. Yeah. I seriously think it's all about, like, reading energy and understanding where people are at and knowing when to go to people and when to let them, like, wait, just in terms of, like, being entertained, like, mm-hmm. how much someone's talking. But, like, yeah, this is the DM that the person fell in love with, essentially?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because she's DMing, and this friend of theirs is playing, and he's romancing an NPC, so she's playing the NPC that he's romancing. And so clearly they probably had some sequences together where they're like professing their love within the game.
I've definitely heard of this happening before, and it is really stupid. It's just like if you're showing up to play a game of trouble, no one's about to fall in love with the person who presses the bubble the most. You know what I mean? It's people just...
You never know.
Yeah.
No. Here on Smush Games.
Yeah, it's just when people give, like, the DM... I think it's, like, something to do with, like, mysticizing it or something like that. Like, when somebody's just, like, pretending to be this NPC, you're like, wow, they're infusing magic into this. This is all personal to them. I'm going to make it personal to me. Now we have a personal connection that's unseen by all the others because it's just our secret, private little moment. But you're forgetting that there are five other people in the room, like, I've got my dice and I'm ready to attack, you know?
I'm ready to attack. Constantly.
Here we go. I'm ready to get these guys.
Here we go. And you got a lady on a Zoom call just waiting to hop in.
Waiting.
I was like, oh, wait for the text. Yeah, I was like, that's who they need to break this tension up. They need a beautiful princess or a beautiful priestess.
Yeah, I love how they felt like they had to include the fact that they canceled D&D the next time.
That's like it's like
as if that were like we did it.
I also
unfortunately,
like for the time
to.
Being, it's like TBD.
Maybe.
I'd be like, I'm never playing this again.
Well, he lost his friend.
Oh my God! Yeah,
Dylan.
Insanely like bold. To not only, like, text her and then be like, what are our next steps? And then
the husband...
Texting your crush, next steps?
The development meeting.
And then the husband calls, he's like, you're standing in the way of us.
Yo.
It's like, whoa, man, okay. Comments, I am so sorry this happened. It seems that Dylan is not mature enough to separate what is being simulated in the RPG with real life, which is troubling to say the least. I hope you can continue DMing, but it seems that Dylan needs to leave the game. Under normal conditions,
I think
he maybe needs to leave. Under normal conditions, I'd suggest talking to the player and working something out, but I think this is a case where you should probably skip that step.
Thanks, Dylan, Reddit.
Dylan seems divorced from reality. In any case, good luck. I know this is a very strange situation.
I saw the divorce Dylan wants.
Hey!
It is insane that, like, Dylan... this is also, like, even if he had no other intentions, but if you are in a D&D group where it's, like, the DM is married to someone else at the table, and you're doing a romance sequence with that person, it's like... This has got to be at least a little silly. Like, at least make it a silly
romance.
It has to
be a little silly. Or it just has to be, like, people who've known each other for a long time and there's no fear of they're going to steal my husband.
Right.
And I think a lot of these issues tend to occur with people who don't know each other very well and then they meet through D&D and they're like, I feel a part of this group.
But it's like, almost like parasocial. I don't know if that's the right word, but
there's something like that. There's, it's like, Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, the word when...
It's, like, parasocial with your characters that aren't real.
Yeah, yeah, where it's, like, you know, if you are being a character and I fall in love with that character, and I'm like, oh, that, like, and the character likes me, I'm like, oh, that George likes me. It's, like, right. That's almost...
But yeah. Dylan was their friend.
Dylan was their friend.
So it's, like, he did know these people. OP left a comment saying, my husband thinks he built a version of me in his head and fell in love with that. He is definitely not playing with us again as he insulted my husband and said he wanted to have sex with me. I just think I need
to break... Left that part out.
I just think I need a break until the New Year's. In 5 days, I'll be good.
Just give me, like...
And the other guy's like, I just don't have time to read a visual novel.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, unfortunately, this has happened to me more than once as a female DM. It's frustrating, a violation of boundaries, and really disappointing. Unfortunately, you will learn to recognize the signs and indications that someone is starting to manic pixie dream NPC you and cut it off.
Oh,
don't let one bad player shake your confidence as a DM. The game is for all of us, and you are entitled to boundaries, safety, and comfort while running a game for your players, just as they are entitled to the same from you.
Send Dylan down to the dungeon and be like, you come across a bird.
And it hates you, man.
That's so funny.
And it fucking hates you.
Yeah, sorry, this bird fucking hates
you.
God, I think it's not... It sucks how many women have that exact same story when they play D&D and they have like, my first experience was terrible. And it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it good on this group for nixing that guy and getting him out of here, standing up for the person who deserves to be. I mean, I hope... Yeah, I mean, the fact that it was even a thought scares me a little, but yeah.
Well, we have a mini little update. It was in the comments. She said, D&D is back on, and the rest of the players promised to not fall in love with me. So I'm assuming she kicked Dylan out.
Dylan's there, but he's just kind of arms crossed.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever.
I won't fall in love with you anymore. Yeah, that's awful. I think people need to go outside.
That's crazy to say as a DM.
Yeah, right? Thousands of games under my belt, and I'm like, more grass.
Yeah.
I think.
Our next story also comes from D&D Horror Stories. Our DM went to pee and never returned.
Oof, scary.
Oh, man.
Common fear.
And that's it.
Hate to see it manifest.
It was a title-only post. I'm not kidding.
Is that a two-sentence horror?
That was a two-sentence horror.
What happened?
It was a one-sentence horror story. Comments goes, details? And someone else said, he went to pee and didn't come back.
That's for sale, DM chair, never sat in.
Did he leave stuff? Man. I have so many questions. He went to pee.
Have you ever heard of a DM just leaving, just bouncing and
no, ghosting everyone at the table? In any scenario.
That's pretty funny.
Maybe
the DM didn't like him.
Maybe. Leading any activity and then leaving in the middle.
It's pretty awesome. Hilarious.
It's really funny. If you ever have a game going on April 1st, that's what you should do.
That is good. Yeah, I'll steal that.
I'll pee saying and never you're going return. To the bathroom, then leaving is... That's really funny. So in the middle of a game, even funnier.
Oh, man.
Really funny.
What do you... Yeah, I wonder where the stopping point was.
Maybe he's still peeing. Maybe he's in there.
Maybe he's part of the lore.
Rolling that one on his
penis. His penis.
Fuck. All right. Our next story...
Got it.
Our next story is from RPG Horror Stories. DM says I can't be a bard.
Oh, bad start.
I kind of get it.
Well, yeah, let's wait, because maybe this guy's like, I've committed a lot of various social offenses as a bard in the past, and now I can't do that.
Someone said, I came up with a character concept for a bard for a campaign I'm in after my character unfortunately died by being an idiot. She had 6 intelligence and thought intimidating a dragon was a good idea. The idea was that I was a former con artist who was cursed to always tell the truth as best as I knew it. So then I became a theater critic and have been praised the world over for my brutal honesty and blunt reviews. DM said no because he didn't like the idea. So I
kind of like that, though.
Because he hates you. So I made a bard who wrote poetry because she read somewhere that poems used to hold magic, and then one day she gave a performance of one of her darker poems and an audience member died. Believing it to be her fault, she fled the city and lived a solitary life to avoid hurting others with her magic, who the party then found and convinced her she could use her powers for good instead of evil. DM said no because the idea was cliche.
It's for mystery men.
Cliche? Killing someone with a poem is cliche?
Guess so.
What an incredible character concept.
So I made a bard slash sorcerer who stole a young girl's voice.
This is like the fourth character they come with, like, so I did this.
So I made a bard slash sorcerer who stole a young girl's voice in return for her heart's desire. The catch? When she died, her soul would belong to me to use as an eternal slave. Yeah, I basically made Ursula. DM said no because it was too OP. Ursula is pretty OP.
Ursula is pretty OP.
As an octopus.
That was one of those where it's like, I didn't even, like, I'm just nodding that because that was really good.
It was really good.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Oh. So I outright asked him if I could play a bard at all, and he said, no, bards are stupid. Pick another class.
It's pretty funny. I mean,
thoughts on bards?
Bards are great. Who? I mean, I love how sometimes this will be like, the title will be like, ooh, I wonder what the interesting, like, twist is. And it's like, DM said I couldn't, because fuck me. Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to be like the person wanted to, like, sing everything.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, no, dude. Like, we're trying to chill out and, like, play a game.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Bards are tend to be, like, the problematic class, because they're, like, the high charisma class. So you can, like, go to an NPC the DM is controlling and kind of, like, impose your will on that NPC by just rolling ridiculously high numbers or charming, doing, like, mind control magic and stuff.
Right.
So sometimes DMs have good reasons for, like, hey, let's limit our bard shenanigans.
Sure.
But this is not one of those moments.
This is something much funnier.
This is something better.
Much better.
A couple comments. More like pick another DM, am I right?
Hey, wow, you got him.
OP said, essentially what I'm going to do, I love bards. They're my favorite class. Someone else said, DMs who veto PC ideas for being cliche always start the party off by meeting in a tavern and being tasked to deal with the local goblins. Always.
Get him.
Prove me wrong.
Get him. Snatch the wig. Absolutely. Ooh. Forget it.
Wow. Man. Have you ever had to turn down a character? Like, because if someone pitched something like so...
Mostly because the name, like, I was so inappropriate, I couldn't say it at the table.
Oh my God.
You obviously can't come to the table with that for every reason that is on this paper.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, and like, the DM should be able to filter what's allowed at the table, but I don't think not liking it is, like, a good enough
reason.
Has there ever been an idea that you've just been like, I really don't like this, and you kind of tried to sway them away? Well, yeah, probably.
I don't think I can remember. Oh, well, one of my, yeah.
It can be from here.
He was like, you want to name your character Guy Wood?
Go watch Miles vs. Christmas. It's so fucking so good. I think, yeah, there are definitely, like, sometimes when a player will come in and it's like, my whole character's deal is all about my phallus. And you got to be like, hey, man, there's going to be five other people at this table, and I don't think anybody's going to want to hear... your
Johnson.
Section of the role
the
play.
The Adventures of Penis Man.
Yeah, every time. And, like, you know, a certain person could make that very funny, but that person's rare. And I think it's
my
fair to filter
that out. My character is Slur Johnson.
Yeah.
He's known for two things.
That's getting closer to the first example I mentioned, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, you should have a little filter power.
Some boundaries there. Okay.
I think the poem idea is one of, like, the most beautiful bars I've ever heard.
I like the Ursula one. I like the idea of a D&D game where, like, all the characters are just, like, Disney villains.
Yeah, fun.
Super fun.
Yeah.
All right, our last story. Ooh. It comes from RPG Horror Stories. They write, playing a woman, I think I got the tiniest taste of real-world sexism.
Whoa. Ooh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Go on.
Really?
This guy, like, talking to women now is like,
I get it. I lived it.
I understand. Yeah, I know. I've been playing D&D on and off for 15 years now in multiple campaigns that got to level 20. But 3 years ago, I did something new. I played a female character.
It's fully the scene from White Lotus.
I'm playing something new. I played a female character. We're a 5-person party, 3 men and 2 women in real life. In character, it's 3 women and 2 men because of me.
Because of me.
Thanks for clarifying.
Because of woke.
Because of woke.
As the years have gone by, I've started to notice little things here and there in how the NPCs treat me. I'm trying to play this character as kind of a take charge type person, but the NPCs tend to kind of brush me off when I feel like they shouldn't. I'm a powerful sorcerer with a kind of dark reputation, so I would expect they'd show me some respect, but often, well, they don't. And it feels like sometimes certain other PCs just get a little more recognition, a little more respect for reasons I can't quite put my finger on. I've brought it up to the DM a couple of times, and he's always had a reason. Well, this NPC talked to you like that because of X reason. Or, when the barbarian in the group did X, that really earned the king's respect because of Y reason. It's like each individual instance had a reason that could be valid, and no one instance is a big deal. But it's just that it kept happening. I've played with this DM before and never felt like this before, so it was kind of baffling to me. Then some more time went by, and I started noticing that NPCs would talk like that to other female characters too, and it was always the male characters who seemed to get the respect. And at first I was like, nah, that's crazy.
No.
And at first I was like, sexism doesn't exist, though.
It's the children who are wrong.
The DM is an old friend of mine, and I know he's not sexist or anything. But once I noticed it, I kept noticing it. And I didn't say anything, because come on, how whiny would it be for a straight white dude to complain about low-grade fantasy sexism? Honestly, sometimes I'd notice a little thing and be sure it was sexism, and then the next time I'd be sure I must be imagining it. Like an NPC might talk to one of the male characters before us, or he might give them more respect than us. I mentioned to one of the other guys, who I've been friends with since high school, that I felt like my character was getting shortchanged sometimes, not mentioning sexism as the cause. And he kind of shrugged it off, so I let it drop. This Sunday, as everyone was leaving, I found myself alone in the parking lot with one of the real-life women of the group. Yet another NPC had low-level disrespected our characters in favor of one of the guys in this game, and it was on my mind. I said something like, is it just me, or does person A and person B, the guys, though I didn't say that, get just a little bit more respect than we do? She just shrugged and said, it's a man's world.
This is like finding out about racism from, like, Detroit Become Human or something like that. It's like, whoa, I never thought of it like that.
It's funny how they're like, man, this world is sexist. And I'm like, it's the guy DMing.
Yeah.
It's that guy. It's him.
They're talking about it as if the fantasy world is, like, part
of it. Just be how it is.
It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it.
How can we enact change in this fantasy world? Talk to Greg. Tell him to stop.
Greg is the one actively making these decisions every day.
Oh, man.
We talked a little more because I wasn't sure she was serious at first, but she was. And she didn't seem particularly upset or bent out of shape about it. As far as she was concerned, this is just how it goes. First, I felt immediately relieved, like, I'm not crazy. It wasn't all in my head. Like I said earlier, I didn't bring up sexism to her, she brought it up first. And it felt great to have my perceptions validated. But I've really been dwelling on it since then. Like, she was so matter-of-fact about it. It bothers me that it must happen all the time to women, and I just don't notice it. I mean, obviously, this is a really small sample size. The DM, whose NPCs act that way, and the other guy players who don't notice it. And obviously, I don't really understand what a woman goes through. I don't want to pretend like my little thing here is on the same level as what real women experience every day. It's really her reaction that stuck with me, the sort of welcome to the club vibe I got. Honestly, if this is normal for women, I don't know how they deal with it. I find it low-grade infuriating, and I only have to deal with it every now and then in a fantasy world.
This thing, this guy just became a feminist.
Look at that.
He's like, whoa, guys, we should do something about
D&D,
this.
D&D, everyone.
Yeah.
Good.
This is so funny. There's a story I know like this, of something like this happening to someone in real life, where that something like very innocuous was like, oh, whoa, I guess, like, you know, people of color really, like, you know, do go through it sometimes. It's like, yeah.
Really?
I don't know why that taught it to you, but, like, hey, I guess if you learn somehow.
Think about how infuriating it is for all the women at the table for all the men to constantly not notice that it's happening until you have to pretend to be a woman for a little bit, and then you're like, something's not right.
Yeah.
And it's affecting me.
Oh, my God. There's one comment on it.
That was it.
There's no update. One comment that kind of represents all the comments in this. Welcome to the club. It sucks. But of course, if you were to push back against all those little slights, you'd be painted as a huge bitch who gets offended at everything. It's exhausting to navigate, so you probably can see why a lot of women just deal with it. I don't think your male friends are sexist, but there's some sexist behaviors that are just so normalized that men don't think about it. Hopefully you can take this experience and be a bit more mindful of your own interactions with women in the real world.
Mm. That sums
well
it up.
Said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
D&D's cool in that it lets you get outside your perspective sometimes, but that is also a dangerous thing, as you can see with Dylan.
Yeah.
And birds.
And Dylan birds. And birds.
Yep, yeah. And maybe he's like, and this NPC really doesn't like you.
Yeah, also...
Well, he hates you.
Yeah. Also, about every NPC, though.
It'd be funny if he talked to her and he's like, does it feel like we get distracted? She's like, no, all of us are fine. He just hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He hates you in particular.
That's a you thing. I feel very respected. And
everyone's respected except for you. Oh, man. Well... this has been a blast.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we didn't even have to, like, that last story, just like that comment was like, oh, that's everything we needed to say.
That's it. Yeah. All the nuance wrapped up. Yeah.
Yeah. George, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Dude. Thanks for allowing me to talk about
this. Is great.
Nerd
I can listen to these RPG stories all day.
Yeah.
I know. They're all so terrible sometimes.
Definitely.
Like, all so terrible sometimes. There are some that are so bad that you're like, thank God. That wasn't my introduction. You know what I mean to this.
I know that our producers went through a lot of stories that we didn't include because they're so bad they're not even fun.
Yeah,
to read.
That is what I honestly what I feared the most.
Yeah,
was
seeking, some of the ones seeking that are, beautiful princess.
We wanted to have
or priestess. Sorry, keep.
We want to have a little bit of fun while reading these.
Yes.
They have to be a little funny, but
those
there's a lot of actual nightmares. But, George, if people want to see really good storytelling, really good D&D,
nice.
Where can they find it?
Oh, man. Check out Hero Club and the Reslayer's Take. We take our live recorded D&D sessions and we mix them down with sound effects and music and stuff like that and makes it like an audiobook, but it's all actually played around the table, which is really cool. And go check those out. And go check out the Smosh Versus videos where we play Dread, which is a Jenga tower game. And if you knock the tower over while playing, you die. Lots of fun. And these guys are brilliant Dread players and TTRPGers in general.
We got a good one coming out.
Thank you both for being here. Thank you guys for watching. Let us know what are the themes and subreddits you'd like to see on the show. And we will see you next Saturday. Bye! Seeking beautiful priestess.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.